Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
And then I had to do an impromptu trip to go to the impound in Cincinnati to go pick up my car. Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too, familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Best ever listeners, hello, hello, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and well, today is Friday, and well, let's see, there's something else significant. Oh, it's the first day of 2016. Happy 2016. I hope you're starting it off doing whatever the heck you want to be doing. I mean, it's Friday, and it's the start of a new year, so start it off right. I wish you the gift of spending time how you want to spend it in 2016, and especially today, to set the tone. So today we're going to talk about three things I've learned since the last time we spoke on Follow Along Friday, and then I'm going to talk about some miscellaneous stuff. So number one, I was in Texas for the break, the holiday break, and I introduced my beautiful and smart and awesome girlfriend to my family. So Colleen met my family, and she had met my mom before, but not anybody else. And I also introduced Colleen to the largest honky-tonk in the world, Billy Bob's. For those of you who are in Texas, or Dallas-Fort Worth, you know what I'm talking about. It's a big old country music dance hall where they have live music, and we listen to Charlie Robinson play on Christmas night there, which was pretty cool. Also saw a cattle drive with a bunch of longhorns in the Fort Worth Stockyards. And that was the first time Colleen had been to Fort Worth, and it was quite a cool experience. While I was there in Dallas, now I'm getting to the relevant part of the real estate conversation. While I was there, I met with investors in my deals. And one of the takeaways I have for you today is, here it is, mix business with pleasure. Mix business with pleasure. Why not? When I am having fun, I am more myself. And when I am more myself, then I connect with people much better than if I'm doing something that's not natural, or if I'm uncomfortable in a bad way in a situation, or if I feel like I'm forced to do something or act a certain way and it's not myself, then I don't come across as genuine and I don't connect with people as much. And ultimately, people want to do business with people who they know, like, and trust. That's, everybody's heard of that. And they'll know, like, and trust you much more easily if you're simply genuine. So mix business with pleasure, and specifically what I mean by that is whenever I was in town, I met with two investors. Each of them have invested in one of my apartment communities. And actually, I met with one of them, so they know each other. I met with one of them for the first time ever in person. I had spoken to him on the phone many times, and my first investor, we'll call him Investor A, he introduced Investor B, the person I hadn't met yet, to me after investing my first deal, and Investor B invested in my second deal. So that was really cool. Met with them, had drinks at, I think it's called the Old Monk in Dallas. Really enjoyed it, had lots of laughs, and had a lot of fun. And that's the thing. Like, I had a lot of fun and built a relationship with them, and built on our relationship already, I guess I should say. The second thing is, I'll say that I met with another investor in Dallas, in Coppell, actually. So I guess it's not Dallas, it's Coppell, closer to Fort Worth probably. And had breakfast with him. He actually invested in my first deal, and he has property in Coppell. It's actually an old warehouse / like gas station in downtown Coppell, and he's trying to figure out what to do with it. He's actually looking for a joint venture, someone who knows and has experience in development in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He was picking my brain on what he thinks he should do. And he's trying to figure out, okay, he's got this property. It's in a darn good area. Everything around it's being revitalized or torn down and built up brand new. What should he do? And what should he build? Best and highest use type of thing. So we were talking about that a little bit. And if you happen to have development experience and you're into the JV stuff, then shoot me an email, info@joefairless.com, and perhaps I'll connect you with him and see if there's an alignment of interest there. The second thing that I learned, and that was from an experience while I was in Texas, is Colleen and I drove down from Dallas to Houston. We went to Houston to go check out the 155 units that we put under contract 2 weeks ago. I talked about this last week, so we put it under contract about 2 weeks ago. That was, well, first off, the drive was terrifying because it was raining all the way down there and like flash floods, and it would have been better off if we had a speedboat rather than a Dodge Charger that I rented for the week, but we made it. And when we got down there, what I like to do is just do all the stuff that I can do in person, but I can't do online. Because if I can do it online, then why the heck am I doing it in person? So what I mean by that is I like to drive
a couple miles each direction when I get to the property and just look at the different properties that are around it, the different type of businesses. And I got the 2 mile radius thing from Sean Sweeney, who has been a guest on the show, and I'm going to have him back to talk about this topic in particular on a skill set Sunday, or actually, I guess that'd be a situation Saturday. But whenever I was down there, I also met with a new client of mine, or we haven't finalized the contract yet, but it's likely that's going to happen. And it showed him the 250 units in Houston that we close on, and then 17 minutes away, this 155 unit that we've got. In addition to that, what I also like to do is when I'm driving those 2 miles in each direction, I like to come back to the property and just look at the overall condition of it. That gives me a sense of pride of ownership and helps me understand the story behind the story we're being told. Because it's one thing to be told, this is a property that the owner's looking to cash out and move to, you know, the Bahamas and just enjoy life. Well, I've heard that story one too many times. And not that that's a story for this 155 units, but the point is that you always want to look around, look at the condition. If you can talk to people while you're kind of just driving by or walking by, then talk to them. Just ask them, oh, hey, I've been looking at this area. What do you think of the area? What do you think of this apartment community? Do you like living here, sort of thing? Just kind of get some anecdotal feedback and get a sense of the community and the community vibe, because the lower or the higher your retention is, the higher your NOI is, and the lower amount of headaches you'll have, and the higher profitability that you'll have. Because as any single family home owner will know, the highest expense owning single family homes as an investment property, the highest reoccurring expense is turnover, tenant turnover. I mean, that can wipe out your profits for a year with one turnover, or 2 years, or 3 years. I mean, if you're making $150 a month, and then it costs $5,000 to do the turnover, well, do the math. I mean, that's an incredible amount of money that you have to recoup. So, and I just did that math, and it's 30%. 30%. Well, let's see, 150 times 12, 1,800 divided by 5,000. Yeah, it'd take you 3 years. 3 years to recoup that. So that's why checking out and getting a sense of the community vibe is so important. And it's a soft skill, and it's a skill that will need to be refined over time. And you ask through some of those questions that I just mentioned. But you want to just get a sense of pride of ownership and what type of repositioning job will it take. And you'll clearly get a better idea during the walkthroughs when you're going unit to unit and talking to the residents, but you'll also get a good sense of what the property's like in the community vibe just by doing the drive-throughs and talking anecdotally with the residents who are there and who you can come across. The third thing that I learned is that this takes time, especially when you're selling a property. When you're buying single-family homes, but when I say this takes time, it's apartment communities. Apartment communities, it takes time to buy them and sell them, because there's a lot of due diligence that should be done, and there's, if it's being financed, lenders take time. I mean, you know this, but it might not be as apparent if you're a single family investor and you're used to buying single family homes. Because, you know, as a single family home investor before I was a multifamily home investor, I was closing on single family homes, in 30 days if I had cash, 90 days at most. But it was such a simple process when you buy a single family home and going through the inspection, etc., it's pretty straightforward. Whereas with multifamily, the process is the same, but there are more sub bullets underneath each of the steps in the process. There are more reports that need to be done, and there's more outside the box thinking for sure that needs to take place with larger apartment communities. Now, I know with single family homes, you can acquire them through very creative methods. So I'm not talking about the acquisition strategy. I'm purely talking about once you've agreed upon the price and everything, it's the actual closing or acquisition of an apartment community. That's what I'm talking about. There's a lot more involved because there should be, quite frankly. There are high dollar amounts. So that's the case. And I mentioned that it takes time because the 168 units that I have in Cincinnati, it's not, the contract has not been finalized yet. It's been about a month and a half. But we are continuing to move forward because we have a good offer and we have a good property to sell. But there's also the complication of it being a master lease. We got it through a master lease, so there's a third party involved as well. So between the three parties, well, each of us is represented by an attorney. We all want the same thing, which is the successful transaction of the property that accomplishes everyone's business objectives. But it takes time to get to that point. And that's the third thing that's, you know, whenever I listen to people who are interviewed on other podcasts or I read books, I read, you know, a lot of books on this stuff, it sometimes appears as though this happens relatively quickly. Well, it's important to ask people, what was the timeline? Here's the challenge. Next time you hear someone talk about a deal they've done, ask them to get into exhaustive, excruciating detail on their timeline for making that happen. When did they start looking for a property? What did they do? How much money, if any, did they spend? They spent some sort of money, something, to get it. Even if it's direct mail, even if it's a broker relationship, you know, taking him or her out to dinner, whatever it is. Get into the weeds of the case study that they're presenting, and just gain a better understanding of the time frame and the costs involved in making it happen. Because while it might not be significant monetary costs, because it's possible for multifamily to not have significant monetary costs, certainly there's time involved. And it would be interesting to learn and continue to reflect on how much time it takes to make it happen. But here's the deal. When it does happen, it's a significant event. It's a significant financial event. And that's the beauty of multifamily, in that you can do the multiple transactions at once. Once you get good at it, once you have the right team in place, you can do multiple transactions at once. And then when it takes the time that it takes, when those they actually close, then you're left with a substantial portfolio. That's one of the reasons why I love multifamily. So to recap, one, mix business with pleasure. It's okay. Mix business with pleasure. Be genuine. Know your boundaries. I'm looking at you. Yes, you know your boundaries, but be genuine. And when you're genuine and you have fun, you can mix business with pleasure and connect with people on a real human level, real human level. Number two, when you visit properties, drive 2 miles in every direction. This is before you have it under contract or right after, 2 miles in every direction, and get a sense of the area. Go to the grocery store and look to see who's shopping at the grocery store, what kind of cars are they driving. You'll get a really good sense of your resident. I got that tip from Sean Sweeney as well. And then also get a sense of the type of community vibe it is, and the type of attitude that the residents have towards the community and the property itself. And then three, it takes time, my friends. Best ever listeners, it takes time to do larger transactions. I was just meeting with a new client of mine and his wife the other day. She is Chinese. He is not. They're from. She's from China. They live in Austin. He's from Cincinnati, but he lives in Austin. And one thing that she said that really stuck with me is our culture, the American culture. It's so instant gratification-esque, and we get so focused on, well, I'm going to do this for, you know, however long, 2 weeks, a year, 6 months, whatever it is, and if I don't have this result by this time, then forget it. She was telling me when she starts a new business venture, for the first 2 years, she doesn't expect to make any money. She wants to be learning. She put such an emphasis on learning. She wants to be learning. And then at that point, at the 2 year mark, then you start really going into high gear with the profitability. But that's one thing that it really does separate the people who achieve average things to the people who achieve what would be perceived from outsiders looking in as outstanding things. And that is and I've talked about this before, the consistent commitment to doing one action towards your goal on a daily basis. And then sticking with it. That's why I do the daily podcast. There's no other crazy person out there who is in real estate who does a daily podcast in real estate for as long as I have, that I'm aware of. If there's someone out there who's done a daily podcast for as long as I have, let me know and I'll stop saying that. But I'm not aware of anybody. And what this podcast has allowed me to do is build a relationship with you, get to know many of you who have reached out to me. And you can always email me info@joefairless.com. I'd love to hear from you. And build that relationship, and the business results from this podcast and doing the consistent action have been tremendous for me, both from finding new properties, finding off-market deals, bringing in new investor capital, bringing in clients, and then ultimately bring in friendships, and just making my life richer in every sense of the word. So it takes time, and use that time while you're doing the work to appreciate the process. So that's the third thing. Miscellaneous things, very quickly. Rock and rolling on the book, the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever book, volume one. It will be top insights from my first 100 episodes. That's me coming out. I don't know when, maybe in a month or two. We'll see. Trying to get it out soon. That's going to be coming out. I got towed whenever I got back from Cincinnati. I was like going to meet a new client of mine who is visiting from Chicago, and he was in Cincinnati. I didn't realize, so this is what I learned, that you can't park in one place for more than 24 hours in Hyde Park in Cincinnati. I ended up, instead of driving to the investor meeting, I ended up having to walk to the meeting because it's actually shorter than taking Uber, or a short amount of time. And then I had to do an impromptu trip to go to the impound in Cincinnati to go pick up my car because I had parked it. So when I went to Texas, I'd parked it overnight or many nights, like 6-7 nights on the street. And apparently can't do that in Cincinnati. So that's one thing I learned. Don't park your car in Cincinnati for more than 24 hours, at least in Hyde Park. Three, I want to challenge anybody who's in Fort Worth to go to the Fort Worth Stockyards and see if you can beat mine and Colleen and Alexis. Alexis is my niece. She's a freshman at Texas Tech University. Alexis's record of 20 minutes of being in the maze and getting all the letters M-A-Z-E in the Fort Worth Stockyards maze, and then beat our mark of 20 minutes. By the way, the record is 4 minutes. So it's, we were competitive though, because it's tough to find that Z, at least it was for us. You have to find each of the letters in the maze. And if you do, let me know, and I'll give you a virtual high five, as well as who knows whatever else if I got something. info@joefrailes.com. Or you can tweet me @joefrailes. Lastly, on a serious note, I want to send my thoughts and prayers out to those who were affected by the tornadoes and bad weather in Dallas, Fort Worth, and throughout Texas. I was visiting my brother at the time of those tornadoes last week, and we were 13 miles west of Garland at the time when the tornado hit and destroyed the community there. So I want to just give my thoughts and prayers to those who were affected, those families who were affected, and know that we're thinking about you. And if there's anything I can do, then again, let me know, info@joefrailes.com. With that being said, my friends, I wish you a 2016 that is your best year ever. You deserve it. You deserve it. That's one piece of advice that Barbara Corcoran got whenever she was up and coming by someone. Someone looked at her and they're like, Barbara, you deserve to be here. You deserve to be here. And she wasn't there yet, but she believed that she deserved to be there. And you do too. So wish you the best ever 2016, and I will talk to you tomorrow. I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. And get some money for your flipping projects.